In a conference room deep inside New York's American Museum of Natural History, Sam Droege is deep in concentration at a computer. An animal and plant monitoring specialist with the U.S. Geological Survey, Droege is cycling through field recordings of the seven cricket and katydid species tonight's volunteer citizen scientists will be listening for during tonight's cricket crawl. Many will also have these recordings on handheld digital players for comparison purposes.
The nice thing about this is that by organizing all of New York City to count crickets and katydids for us, we'll get our answer as to where they are. And we've also engaged a whole bunch of people who before thought things that they heard at night were, you know, background sounds with no meaning. And now people are very excited about the fact that, oh, that's the jumping bush cricket. Oh, that's the, you know, greater anglewing. And they're learning so much about something that they never really thought about before.
Sam Droege's co-leader on the cricket crawl is Liz Johnson, who also manages the museum's Metropolitan Biodiversity Program. She is especially hoping to locate common true katydids.
Used to be really common in the New York City area, especially in New York City, but back in 1920, one of our eminent naturalists in Staten Island, William T. Davis, actually wrote a paper where he lamented the fact that he hadn't been hearing or seeing this katydid in those days. And so this is something that we haven't ever done a survey for since, and we're hoping that by getting folks out to do the surveys this evening, that we'll actually find out where in the city it still exists.
There are important differences among the 7,500 known species of crickets and katydids, or grillidae and tetragoniidae, as scientists call them. Most katydids are green and tend to live in the trees, where they munch endlessly on leaves. Crickets tend to be brown and live mostly on the ground, where they eat grass, leaves, seed heads, even dead animals. The males of both groups attract mates through their distinctive calls, which they make by rubbing their wings together. Each species of cricket and katydid has its own song. Droege says that feature will also enable tonight's 11 expeditions to find and identify the insects almost anywhere in the New York metropolitan area.
We know, for example, that the common true katydid is probably only going to be found in certain high-quality forests. But something like the greater anglewing could be in almost any shade tree, and something like the field cricket could be found in patches of dirt or cracks in the sidewalk. And we really don't know until we go out and do the survey what we're going to find.
It's now 9 p.m., halfway through the cricket crawl, and five canoes are paddling through Brooklyn's murky Gowanus Canal, listening for crickets and katydids. This post-industrial waterway runs past cement factories and garbage truck garages and is lined with century-old half-sunk barges. It seems an unlikely place to encounter wildlife of any kind. But Tammy Pittman, this expedition's leader, has been trying her best. She loves this place.
Oh, the things we saw out there.
Tubs filled with gasoline. Oh, and I see a homeless man up there with a shopping cart unloading the day's catch. See that?
You any crickets?
Not a one. I've called in a few times and said things like, pew!
Reuben Cope is having luck. He looks excited in his green canoe.
I heard the lesser anglewing just here, but then some guy started unchaining his shopping trolley. so the noise of the chain it confused me.
You call it in?
No, we're going to call it in now.
Cope calls the sighting in to Cricket Crawl headquarters, which will make sure it's logged and immediately posted by a blogger assigned to the Gowanus expedition. Meanwhile, Ann Callahan, Cope's canoe mate, says it was nostalgia, not curiosity alone, that brought her to the Cricket Crawl. She remembers listening to crickets and katydids outside her bedroom window on summer nights during her girlhood in Ohio.
It meant the backyard with all its depth of American feeling, you know, this infinite space that I dug holes in and made little houses for worms. And I don't remember ever seeing crickets or katydids or knowing what they looked like. But the sound was linked to all the other living things back there in the garden and being very small and the world being very big. And now it's life in the big city, but now we're seeking out the same sounds.
This is the Buffington Expedition. We're at north 40.74207.
That's Matt Buffington, identifying the exact position of a jumping field cricket in Manhattan's Madison Square Park for his blogger. An entomologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Buffington has a keen interest in science. But he says that most of all, he loves the cricket crawl because it exposes New Yorkers to the wild nature in their midst.
What it's doing is it's connecting them to the fact that they are part of this entire circle. People forget that. It brings them back to the earth and roots them in their own existence, I think. Just a simple cricket. I mean, it brings us back to the fact that we evolved from something too, you know, as did the cricket and the katydid. That's really what sends chills down my spine, is that kind of concept, that what you're listening to, these things have been out here in the world doing this for millions of years, doing a darn good job of it. To me, it's almost an honor and a privilege to be able to listen to them sing to me, you know?
By all accounts, the cricket crawl was a success. Sightings were reported from over 300 locations throughout the New York area, mostly in the city itself, and researchers could finally confirm that the common true katydid is once again alive, well, and chirping in the Big Apple. I'm Adam Phillips, VOA News.